Okay, welcome to the second meeting of this design group. Briefly go through the notes of the last meeting. Just done in note form, and I haven't attributed anything to individuals because we're working strictly as a team here, and everybody's working equally. So we saw that the problems with existing remote controls were the boring shape and boring colour. And we saw that the what we needed to do was to make sure that the device controls several items, that switching was easy, that you shouldn't need to point the thing at anything in particular. That it need to be contoured to make it interesting, that the keys might be concave simply because that hasn't been done before that we know of. Sort of interchangeable fascias so people can personalise it, illuminated so that people can see it in dark rooms, and that people might want it as in addition to their existing remote controls. And that it should just always work whenever you use it, and that it shouldn't be too small, that it gets lost. Now, I'll shortly ask for three presentations. Before I do that, however, I will go through some new project requirements that the management have placed on us and will be challenging in terms of what we discussed at the first meeting. The management has had its own thoughts on this, and they don't necessarily agree with what we thought. And then we'll, as a result of that, we will then talk through the functions that we see the device actually carrying out. And we have 40 minutes to do this in. And anyway. Okay. Now, the new requirements are. The management team see that teletext is no longer of any importance given the rise of the internet, and they want it only to cover televisions. Now, what is not quite clear from their directive is whether they mean they don't want it to cover teletext or whether they don't want it to cover videos, DVDs. Satellite boxes, which I mean, we saw as being fundamental to the exercise. The actual wording of the directive is that it should cover television only, and on that basis, I think we need to bear that in mind, but possibly keep at the backs of our minds the reality that people, even with a no longer, they don't look at teletext anymore. They certainly do look at other things. The device has to incorporate the company logo and colours. The logo being at the bottom of the screen there, the two R's in grey against a yellow background. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean that we have to give up some of our ideas about making it attractive to the market. But do introduce some constraints as to how we might do that. It also has to be simple, which to some extent goes along with the first one, and that we've already said that it must be simple because that's what people want anyway. But they also want it to be simple to get it to the market quickly, which is their choice, but. we need to talk that through. Okay, so after the meeting, it was summarised and notes sent out and etc. Okay, so we'll first of all have individual reports from everybody. Again, there is no order of precedence here, so I'll leave it up to you to who thinks they would like to go first.
That's all right. I'm first.
Thank you.
Can I steal the cable?
Oh, sorry, you can indeed.
Start now.
Oh, if you click on the one that looks like a projection screen, the one to the right of
That one.
that one.
What is the function of scribes from the guys down in the research lab? 200 people covering all the aspects of what is needed. My people on what they want to see. Everything kind of from functionality and how individual functions are, how often they're used and what's necessary, and general opinions about current ones. I've seen that, as we kind of noticed, 75% of people find their low controls ugly. So some kind of new style should be incorporated. It's a less ugly. Along with looking less ugly, it looks better. 80% of people said they'd spend more money on it. Which is a plus for us if we can make it look better and be more cost effective. If we can put a price up. Current controls do not match the operating behaviour of the user. I kind of take that to mean as they only work for the television, or like as in my flat I've got six remote controls, what about stereo system, a digital box, a DVD player, video player, and TV. If it was, I mean, my behavior is to use multiple things at the same time, and multiple remotes aren't really matched well to my behavior. Again, 75% needs to be the example I took to mean that they just they use a lot, use it regularly rather than standing up and manually change channels or volume settings. And I think a big issue is 50% use only use 10% of the buttons. Because if we've got a remote that, like, we'll have some buttons taken off by the lack of teletext, but if we go and see some of the functions like audio settings aren't hardly used and it's very aren't considered relevant by the user. So like maybe fewer buttons, which also make design look sleeker. Frustrations of like people losing the control. I don't know, some kind of system of pressing a button on the TV or moving us. Would have to incorporate to you, but like some kind of system where you can use something else to find the remote control. Maybe like a little beep or something. Time taking to learn new remote controls is you don't want to make it too complicated, easy to use for new, like first time users and stuff. relative strain injury. I suppose we make it more comfortable, you make them possible, you can use perhaps make fewer buttons, like swing with the whole mice, the mouse area, but it feels more comfortable. Maybe don't even have to hold it as such.
Well, there must be some telly addicts out there if they get RSI from their television remote, is all I can say.
But it also asked if we would, if people would be more restrictive, and younger people say they would. And there was another section on our on the report for LCD displays, but the data wasn't there, so
right.
To actually know what the results were for that were. Yeah. So. Maybe incrementally, but yeah.
Yeah. I must say that I can't remember what phone service I was using the other day, but that had sort of speech recognition, which worked remarkably well. So that is indeed a thought, and it cuts out
the RSI.
I was just going to say, you can't get a lot of RSI, you just get a jaw ache. Okay, sorry.
Yeah. So. Possibly the speech recognition is possibly something I could add into them. I've got some of the things I couldn't fit onto this presentation. See, that's something. It's a thing. I'll read out to you. Functionality, like people's opinions of functionality, the relevance to the remote and how often they're used. So, like the power. Using the power to switch on TV is higher relevance of 9, but it's not frequently used. Whereas channel selection, which is very high relevance, is used the most. So we can maybe even start to cut down on, or I was possibly thinking of a design that maybe some of the buttons are hidden from everyday use, maybe like a folding lid or something, so that we can maybe go into channel settings and the audio settings, which are low relevance and rarely used, and keep the volume selection and channel selection very easily.
I was just going to say, maybe like the flip phones that they use. Have you seen the new mobile phones that
yeah.
they've out and they have the like texting and then the numbers on one side, so you could have the most used buttons on top and.
Should we actually bite the bullet here? If people really don't use those buttons to any extent at all, remove them altogether. We could actually have a remote control with I wonder whether we could get a remote control with no buttons at all if we went for voice recognition. Given that the age structure we were looking at, we had usage by age structure. What we didn't have was what proportion of people using remotes were in those particular age groups. Do we know whether the 45 to 55 age group, to put myself right in the middle of it, use remote controls to a great extent. Yes, we.
And this for.
Oh,
for speech recognition.
Right. So we're looking at. We don't know the relative proportion, the relative numbers in the age groups.
That's true.
If we wanted something different, truly different, then the buttonless remote control.
Would be it. The only thing I can think of with that is if you've got a lot of people who don't want to be bothered learning how to use new remote controls, if you just kind of take away everything that they're used to knowing, that's going to be quite a change.
But if you just lift it up and say Channel 1 or BBC.
You could even just have it left on. You just put it down once on top of your TV and never have to.
Yeah, have it be kind of like the satellite box or the cable box and have it just go on the TV, and then it doesn't matter where in the room you are, you won't lose it.
I can see technical problems with that in terms of the sound from the television, because if somebody actually on the television says ITV and you're watching BBC, then it might change itself. So it probably needs to be possibly actually need a button on it just to activate it, or something just to identify that you've lifted it up on its use, and then just say, I don't know a thought, and then, I mean, that would certainly be truly different. Because, you know, audio settings, 0.8%, and if they weren't there, would people miss them?
But look at the importance of them, the volume settings.
Relative to 2 out of
10,
yeah.
Volume, yes. We need to identify things that people actually need, and it's a function of frequency and relevance. And I would say ignoring power for the moment. The channel and volume, given that we've been told to ignore teletext, channel and volume are the only ones that would appear to be essential. So if we can design something that looks interesting, you know, or looks different, incorporates the logo and then the colours, and we can still have our interchangeable fascias, even if it's the yellow and grey, are there no buttons or buttons as an option?
I just had a thought, actually, sorry to interrupt.
Do, please.
You're saying about technical problems of like someone on television saying a channel number and it changed. We can maybe have like an activation word. I've seen
certainly.
Years before, you address the remote, you address the computer, and then
It depends whether if you want to make this so simple that anybody can walk into the room and lift it up and say, BBC One. Okay, I mean, you could print it on the device itself.
I'm just saying the point of view of you could still lose this.
That's always going to be a problem, I think. I suppose one. Make it so desirable that if people lose it, they immediately go out and buy another one. Anyway, sorry, carry on. Don't you just carry on with?
No,
I was in the middle of your report there.
I was just kind of wrapping up, but yeah, I was thinking, research things that are relevant, we can make things much more. But I think the 80% people that spend more on a remote that looks better, combined with decrease the, or take out the limited functions that we don't really use much. Well, we've already taken teletext, but as in channel settings and stuff, it might turn people some people that want the whole functionality away. But since if we're marketing on the more kind of fashionable approach, then it would be fashion over practicality.
Because we can make it dual function, you know, voice recognition, and we can still have, buttons on it.
You could even have it as like, the buttons control this and the voice functions control the things that you would do all the time. So,
certainly could.
So, power on, channel selection, and volume selection, we'd have to really.
The advantage of doing away the buttons altogether is it makes things cheaper.
Yeah, it probably would look better.
It certainly opens up the possibility for making it visually very distinctive. Because it does not have to be an oblong box.
Lined with a number of buttons.
Yeah. Okay, have you finished there?
Yeah.
Given that we've already had an extensive discussion.
Yeah, please. 20 seconds.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, so this is just about the technical function.
Right.
So the method I looked online for examples of other similar products, and then just kind of was trying to brainstorm some possible design ideas and identify what the necessary things are, what people are, really want to have a remote control do. And then there are two different kinds that I found. There's a user-centered one and an engineering-centered one, which I will have pictures of, and then we kind of have to decide which one this should be. So these are the two different ones. This one, this is the user-centered. It has quite a few fewer buttons. And then this is the engineering-centered, which has a lot more buttons, and probably this is one that people complain about having too many buttons that you don't use. So basically what remote control is it's to send messages to the television set, you know, turn on, off, switch the channels and the volume, and things such as that. And so for this product, it's going to be television only, and then it has to have the logos for the company and the colors. And so for my personal preferences, I think this one is easier to use. It has quite a, you know, fewer buttons. We want something that sends messages easily to the television, and I was kind of wondering about this example that they have. It looks kind of narrow at the top, and I was thinking maybe if it were wider at the top, then it would be easier. And so we have to decide what's going to make our product different. The unique style, maybe have it light up so it's visible in the dark, the changeable faceplates, and the lighting that's invisible. I was, when we were talking about losing it, maybe to have a button on the television that you press, and maybe if it makes a noise or lights up or something like that, so it's easier to find if someone has it hidden under the couch or something like that. So that's my presentation.
Okay. Can I, I'm actually going to use the, it's going to cause great technical problems out of here. I'm actually going to use the rather than the traditional. In fact, I won't even go that far. Something like this shape, you know, sort of something that you can, sort of a more vertical shape that you can sort of hold in your hand, well, I'm trying to think, such as, I mean, something you hold up like that, possibly with a couple of buttons like that, but with the entire top, with the, you know, the infrared or whatever source, so that, you know, it's flying off in all directions, so that again, the need to look at the technicalities of actually achieving that in terms of whether the, you know, the power requirements of the such a source you know, compromise the our need for you know, it being permanently you know, available, whether different technology, I mean, all these remotes are presumably infrared, like they have been for a long time. We possibly need to be looking at something different, you know, short range, not like the older radio remote controls where you change next door's telly when you change yours. But I think basically, if we're going for, if minimum number of buttons is our priority, then we should, as I say, you know, really bite the bullet and reduce the buttons to absolute minimum, you know, possibly with backup, channel and volume buttons and on off, and nothing else. So that it could almost end up like that, but again, except that the risk of losing it. Anyway, okay. So Kate, what are your or thoughts on this?
Okay, yeah, so just a presentation on the working design. Just at the sort of method of how the remote control works, the basic function of the remote control is to send messages to your system, the TV or the DVD player or whatever. And it does this by what we need to start off with an energy source. And this energy source will feed into an integrated circuit chip. And the circuit chip is the part that actually composes different messages within the remote, and which will then be sent to the television, the DVD, to tell that what to do. And the user interface, which controls the chip and thus the messages, and the user interface is that's basically just the design of the actual remote, what you hold in hands, and what buttons will be on it. General findings, what we need, technically speaking, for remote control is some sort of energy source, some sort of user interface, which I think we've mostly been talking about the user interface and the design of that, a circuit chip within that to control and send the messages, and a sender and receiver. Just sort of a little schematic diagram of what we're looking for. This just kind of presents the energy source, which feeds into the circuit chip, which maybe then we have that VHO switch, which we send signals to a subcomponent onto a light bulb to light up once you start pressing buttons. Also send signals to the infrared bulb, which will be the part that actually sends signals to the television, and then you've got your happy little TV watcher there. So my personal preferences, I just think we need sort of a big energy source that won't die out, perhaps some sort of rechargeable battery or a battery dock you could place in so it would constantly be charged. You wouldn't have to be worrying about running out of batteries and not changing channels for you. A wide range of sender-receiver so that you can hit the buttons from basically anywhere in the room and the channel will still be changed. Also definitely a user-friendly interface. And I think we've also mentioned adding a locating device on it, so when it does get stuck under the couch cushions, as they inevitably do, you can find them easily. And that's pretty much it.
Okay. It seems to me there are a number of fundamental decisions to make before we. I think your point about the big energy source is a very valid one. I don't suppose we've got any statistics on the life expectancy of remote controls, particularly sort of independent ones. Given the number of things you buy these days, which have a lithium whatever battery in that's never needs replacing. Perhaps we should have the disposable remote control on some sort of typical usage. The battery will last 5-10 years, by which time, when all's said and done, digital television will be taken over in that time scale. Perhaps we should reduce the sort of the moving parts even more by not even having a battery compartment, and
it's guaranteed to last 5-10
Yeah, and if anybody manages to run it down, we'll give them a new one. It's, you know, it's what it saves in cost, and you know, there's a, well, that's the marketing gimmick. I mean, it's hardly a gimmick. It's totally practical. So I think, you know, the idea of a rechargeable one is, unless you get really high tech and it sort of just recharges itself if it's, you know, by, you know, magnetic waves or whatever. Yeah, are people really going to use it though? I think. Yeah, it's. I mean, I know that sometimes my wife goes out in the morning and says, "Oh, I should have put the phone on to charge." And I mean, she's had those for so long that she hasn't worked that out by now. When it's died is the problem. Yeah. Quite. So what do we think about the permanent battery?
That's a good idea. That's pretty good.
Yeah. We are really going for the ultimate in sort of external simplicity here. Cut costs in the manufacturing and. You know, if you have a higher tech interior, then that may well be cost effective.
Do they make
batteries
that long?
I mean, certainly, I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but there are certainly things that you buy. I mean, calculators, for example.
They usually have little
lights,
sorts.
Have
they got little solar?
Yeah,
little cells.
But some do. I mean, there are battery ones that are, you know, sort of permanently sealed. And in fact, yeah. I mean, this needs going into the technology a bit. I mean, the actual time that a remote control is actually operating, I would think, is probably, you know, no more than minutes in its entire life. Or there might have been. If people are getting RSI from it, then perhaps we're looking at the wrong market.
This market research thing says number of times per hour that's used, the child selection 168 times per hour.
Right.
Per hour? Wow. That's a lot.
Yeah. Oh, I must admit, I've missed that. That does sound excessive. Yeah.
It's less than a second.
Well, that's right, and I don't even know whether the signal lasts as long as you actually keep the button pressed, or whether it's just a sort of tenth of a second, no matter how long you press it for. I don't actually know. Right, so I've got a message that says 5 minutes. I don't know how long ago that appeared, as we're getting. Right, so I need to sum up very quickly here. We're looking at extreme simplicity. We're looking at a radically different shape, possibly no buttons at all, but if we can incorporate channel change and volume buttons into the design, then that's fine. The role of the user interface designer becomes, you know, more important here, because, you know, shape is no longer a serious constraint. But we clearly only need the main buttons, or clearly only need the main functions. I don't see why we shouldn't go for voice recognition, and the only buttons that I think we need are channel control, volume control, and on-off. It needs to incorporate the corporate logo, the grey and yellow colour scheme, and there's no reason why we can't introduce interchangeable covers. So does that accurately summarise what we've discussed?
Yep.
Right. So,
I just have one question.
Yeah.
So are we doing just the television? Or are
we are doing just the television.
So not DVD.
No.
Okay. Okay.
I think that's quite clear from the information that we've been given there.
Okay.
Yeah, I think maybe all the television. I guess someone in the constraints email I got.
Right.
Did you mention it's just
television? Yeah, well, that's one I sent you, which was my interpretation of what came down from head office. That's their view. Okay, so we can all give some thought to that for the next meeting. Thank you very much indeed. Gosh, doesn't time go quickly when you're enjoying yourself?